When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins. Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Kumasi, we are Love 99.5 and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. Get radio, TV and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices this morning.
We should all respect party and understand that the times we are in are very sensitive times. We have an election just ahead of us, and we should be mindful of how we express certain views in the public space.
Yeah, Majority Leader cautioning NPP MPs against bad-mouthing each other in the wake of claims Dr. Baumia has settled on Matthew Opoku-Prempeh as his running mate.
We should find somebody who, if the president, the presidential candidate is not there, he will hold the hand of a member of parliament and go and conduct campaign in that member of parliament's constituency. I don't see that happening in this equation.
He doesn't have the quality.
He cannot hold my hand.
Well, we'll bring you details of that also. The Trade and Industry Minister's controversial legislative instrument aimed at regulating prices of cement is getting the backing of estate developers.
I think that a bill of this nature will bring some kind of sanity to the market.
And in business, International Monetary Fund Board set to pass Ghana on second review and release $360 million to the country as it meets later today. And later, we'll tell you how commuters are unknowingly breathing in toxic air as they travel either early in the morning or later in the evening.
The smoke from the exhaust pipes, very bad.
Between 6 and 10, we have some peaks. And then in the evening, it can go up to almost 100 microgram per meter cube.
These are more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. We start from the election headquarters, brought to you by Petrosol Clean Fuel in full quantity. The Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. Also, the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental Wellness and Beauty. Chalkbus Technologies, a convenience service, and Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging gaps for positive youth development. And Majority Leader Alexander Fenyomarkin is warning his colleague NPP MPs and other party sympathizers against fighting each other as the party's flag bearer prepares to announce his running mate, following news that Dr. Baumia has informed President Akufo-Addo he intends to pick the Energy Minister, Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, NPP MP for Asante Achim North, and member of the party's National Council, Andy Appiah-Kubi, has come out to oppose the Energy Minister.
Me, Appiah-Kubi, you can solicit my view on that. If it was for me to choose, I would choose him. Why? He's not my preference. Appiah-Kubi is saying that he is not my preference. But that doesn't mean that he is not qualified. I would want somebody who will be open with the people on the ground, who will be able to deliver the votes, and who would also submit to the presidency, and who will also be important in bringing parliament closer to executive.
But the majority leader says party stalwarts must calm tensions than seek to raise them.
We should all respect party and understand that the times we are in are very sensitive times. We have an election just ahead of us, and we should be mindful of how we express certain views in the public space. We are in this together. There is no perfect person in this world. We should not go out of our way to denigrate ourselves. We should not go out of our way to describe ourselves in a manner that will be unacceptable.
You heard the Majority Leader Alexander Fenyomakin. Now, the controversial legislative instrument proposed by Ghana's Trade and Industry Minister, Katie Hammond, aimed at regulating cement prices, is getting the backing of real estate developers after the minority indicated they resolved to oppose the instrument in its current form. The ally has also been opposed by cement manufacturers. But a former vice president of the Ghana Real Estate Developers Association, who is also Greta's representative on Cement Manufacturers Association, Stephen Deborah Blometi, says the incessant increases without price control is hurting businesses, and such an ally will be helpful.
This particular bill is an exciting one for us developers because we have to grapple with cost of material from a very short interval. For instance, the last time cement price was increased in Ghana, or just in May, it was increased by 10 cents. And then as of this morning, we got a text message from the cement manufacturers that effective 1st of July, they are increasing it again by 12 cents. So it's becoming ridiculous. And I think that the bill of this nature will bring some kind of sanity to the market because we need to have price control so that we are able to meet the requirements of whatever we are supposed to be living up to.
You heard Vice President of the Ghana Real Estate Developers Association, Stephen Deborah Ablometi. Now, parliamentary data gathered by researchers show that commuters are unknowingly breathing in toxic air during rush hours as they navigate the daily grind, crowding into public transport vehicles and inching through traffic. They are exposed to harmful pollutants. Clean Air Beats reporter Michael Ashall explores the alarming impact of air pollution on commuters in today's episode.
It's rush hour, a bustling time when everyone is on the move, crowding into public transport vehicles to reach their destinations. For those navigating this daily ordeal, the respiratory strain is palpable.
It's not easy. It's a difficult moment, especially something that relates to your breath. You can't breathe.
Ruben Alexander Otu has asthma.
You encounter different kind of cars with the smoke from their exhaust pipes, very bad.
Just to see whether what they are breathing in will be the same as the citizen is speaking.
Researchers at AfriSet are studying commuter exposure during rush hours using wearable mobile sensors. The preliminary results, according to James Nimo, a research associate at AfriSet, are startling.
Between 6 and 10, we have some peaks. And then in the evening, it can go up to almost 100 microgram per meter cube.
This story was a collaboration with New Narratives. Funding was provided by the Clean Air Fund, which had no say in the content of the story.
And you heard that report by Michael Ashali, saying preliminary data gathered by researchers showing that commuters are unknowingly breathing in toxic air during rush hours. Now, the Colleges of Education Teachers Association of Ghana, CETAC, is accusing government of abusing ongoing negotiations after its representatives failed to show up yesterday at a meeting scheduled by the National Labour Commission to mediate their challenges. The strike by CETAC is to register their displeasure over government's delay in implementing the National Labour Commission's arbitral award orders and negotiation service conditions. President Prince Obeyemi told Joy News members will not return to the classroom until their demands are met.
We have always been consistent. This is a clear case of abuse. Because if the National Labour Committee gives orders and then you refuse to comply, the Labour Commission has taken the matter to court proper. You refuse to show up. The court has given them 18th of next month to appear and then bring the evidence. So we are saying that consistently the government should show the way that they are law-abiding employees. And then we also follow suit.
The Santa Clausians of Addis Adel College are 2024 champions of the GWEL PLC Central Regional Championship of the National Science and Maths Quiz. The Zebra Boys beat 2020 champions Wesley Girls and also Ghana National College and APAM to lift their third trophy and setting a new record in the region. James Aveji has a wrap.
It is all over here in the central region, and the Zebras of Addis Adel have carried the day for the third time. They were champions in 2022, 2023, and now 2024. What do you have to tell me now?
I told you, even if Boche come, we are going to, no matter the school that is coming, we are winning. I told you we are winning for the third time, and we have done it today.
We are Santa Madrid. We win trebles. Real Madrid, we are Santa Madrid.
And Ghana Senior High School now hold the bragging rights as the new champions of the Northern Zonal Championship. Now, Emmanuel Brightkweku has more.
They were determined to lift the trophy for the first time for their school, coming all the way from the regional qualifiers through to the championship and semi-finals. They came into this particular grand finale as a runner-up, and now they are living as champions of the Northern region.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.